I need your prayers today. I've thought about the beautiful things that you've been blessed to hear this morning. And I might say that what is important more than hearing is becoming a doer of His Word. You can be a hearer all the days of your life, but if you never become a doer of it, it will profit you nothing.
Lord, help God, we pray.
God is no respecter of person upon the 7 billion people that still walks here upon His footstool. Everyone can be saved that will come by what this book teaches us. What does His ways teach us? It teaches us what we are by nature and what we must become by grace to see how it looks in heaven's country. I thought about Brother Grieg talking about when the Lord saved him on October the 29th, 1979. And on October the 28th, 1980, that He come to my rescue here in this church house. My life has never been the same since that day. Has it been a bed of roses here? No. But I can tell you this morning that the joy far outweighs the troubles, Brother Grieg, the sorrows that I've had. What I regret today, Brother Junior, more than anything. Lord, why did I wait so long? Why did I not take heed unto that voice that spoke as I was a young man, 15 years old? Could I have turned then? Yes, why? Because that day He let me understand that I was a sinner, that I needed a Savior. Listen today, God makes no mistakes. That's why in that morning, when the trumpet sounds, when the dead in Christ shall rise, you'll not be able to stand in His presence to say, Lord, I didn't know. Lord, I didn't have enough time. Time and chance has happened on to everyone. Listen today. There'll be no excuse to offer. As the Bible says, that every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall bow. Listen today. It doesn't matter if it's in this world or the world to come. That's exactly what it's going to be. You'll have to stand in His presence. Listen today. I don't know how in that morning, Brother Junior, that every detail that of the resurrection, the most we have to go to in the scriptures is Lazarus. But listen, that morning when He calls, He'll call for His people, and everyone will what? They'll hear the voice of the Lord wherever you sleep here upon His footstool. Sometimes when we get out here and we drive across the land in every little village, in every little town, in every state, you can see graves everywhere that if some's been sleeping there for thousands of years. Listen, but God ain't forgot where everyone that belongs to Him is sleeping at. Neither will He forget everyone that has failed to believe in him. Listen, the dead is all going to rise, some to life everlasting, and some to ever eternal damnation. Listen today, how could anyone that would believe there is no God whenever sign that you behold day or night that is around you that you can behold with these eyes that he give us here and not believe that somebody put it there and that somebody is the one that formed Adam from the dust of the earth and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life and he became a living soul. Listen today. I look around and wonder. I meet people all the time. Listen. That has no hope here. Sometimes, Brother Terry, I'm dumbfounded as to what I could say to them that might change their lives. I have a neighbor down in Florida. Listen, that I've tried every way to speak something, Brother Terry, that he'd come to understand that he's getting close to the grave and he acknowledges that. But when I say something to him, he kindly cuts me off. And he told one of the other neighbors the other day, he said, I'm a Catholic, and if I believe anything, I'll go to a Catholic church. I'm not here to condemn no denomination. But listen, when you hear or you see a man or a woman to curse and use his name in vain, do everything ungodly there is to do, and then think you can run out here to a man that can look at ye through a glass or a screen and stay your sins or have your sins forgiven. If you believe that, you just as sure to split hell wide open as you're here in this world. Because listen today, if you don't believe what is written in the pages of this book here, and not coming from the head, but from your heart, you ain't going to make it home to heaven. As sure as we're here. And Brother Junior, I'm bold enough that if I thought they would remove my head from my shoulders, I'd still stand on what the Word of God says. Listen today. He that believeth on me, on who? Who is he? It is Jesus that left the glories of heaven, come down to this low ground of sorrow here, paid what these brothers have already preached today. He paid the ultimate price. Listen today. How many people today would see their child hung up on a cross for the benefit of the rest of the world that you don't even know? Listen, that's what he come to do. He said, I come to save that which was lost. Who was lost? All had sinned and come short of the glory of God. I know today that if I could look back over my life, if there's any one thing that I would change, would be the Lord. Why didn't I, as a young man, turn to you? I hear these brothers. Brother Melbourne said he was 33. I was 43. Greg was a young man. He was a young man. And I'm going to say to you today, you that are here, that if you find peace with God, that will be a regret that you'll have. Lord, why did I go all of these years? I must say to you, that don't make you no less a child of God when peace does come. Our rewards, Brother Melbourne, are going to be the same. They ain't no big I's and little U's here in this life, and there'll be no big I's and little U's in heaven either. We'll all be raised in His likeness, and we'll all be satisfied. It does not yet appear what we shall look like, but we know, Brother John, that we shall be like Him. If I can be like Him, that'll be plenty good enough for me. I don't want to be like anybody else except the one that spoke peace to my soul, Brother Terry. There may be a lot of things that we could be like, but I want to be like Him. I want to praise His holy name while, Brother Greg, that you preach. While the eternal ages roll, listen today. I don't even understand that, that we use it all time in our vocabulary. But forever and forever, listen today. Let me ask you something. If this body that you dwell in today just felt perfect in every respect, never got old, would you still want to go to heaven? Listen today. This Adam man right here in this world, he has a desire, even the child of God, to just hang on and on. Don't matter what kind of shape, Brother Melbourne, that we get in, as sure as you're here, as God made Methuselah live 969 years, He could have made this man right here to live for eternity had it been His will to do so. But listen today, there was one thing that was wrong with that plan. This Adam man that was formed from the dust of the earth, there was always that possibility that he would fall, or that he could fall. But there came that second Adam that eliminated any change that we'd ever have fallen. Why do you think that we stand here and say once in grace, always in grace? I thought about what Brother Jerry Mann preached one time in the Little Murray Church. God had him out on the mountain, and he got on the scripture where Nicodemus went to the Lord by night, Brother John. And he asked him, he said, "Master, what do I need to do to be saved, to inherit eternal life?" Jesus looked at him and he said, "I say unto you, you must be born again." And Brother Jerry said, "And the Bible didn't say again and again and again." That's the way it is. You can't be born again but one time. Don't worry about whether you're going to be able to live it after you get it. That ain't any no longer in your hands. The Bible said, you are no longer your own keeper, but you are kept by the power of God. Until when? Until the day of redemption. I've never lost one night's sleep, Brother Junior. I wondered if tomorrow that I'm going to have it. I'm willing to die upon what I feel took place in my life 28 years ago. I believe that He started then, that He did come in, that He took up His abode, Him and the Father, and they're still there. What did He say? We'll never go out again, Brother John. And Jesus said, all that my Father has given me, I have lost none. Why do you think? Why could anybody believe that there's a possibility? Now, let me tell you what you can lose. You can lose the joy. Yes, of your salvation by your disobedient walk here in this world. Just as sure as we're here this morning, the joy that we have, He put it there and He can withdraw it. You'll go to heaven when this life is over. But there'll be times while you're walking here, Brother John, that I believe that you'd wish you'd have never been born. Oh, listen, bless His name today. I wouldn't take what I feel for everything the world possesses today.